Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with a blackout that has hit Iran's nuclear site and what appears to be Israeli sabotage. From the top of the New York Times, intelligence officials said an explosion at a key nuclear site could prevent Iran from enriching uranium for months and confirmed an Israeli role. The power outage injected new uncertainty into diplomatic efforts that began last week to salvage the 2015 nuclear deal repudiated by the Trump administration. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, David, we knew that Israel was close to Trump. Trump had Netanyahu here. He got up and he gave a speech before, I believe, a joint session of Congress. And Benny Gantz, who contested with Netanyahu, is now the defense minister. We do know that the Israelis are very concerned about Iran, and they have tried their hardest to contain them. But when it came to putting together uranium stock, the Israelis said, no, we can't trust them. We're going to do this. If, in fact, it's true that that's what happened, it's hard to believe that there are alternatives to that. But, you know, Iran has other enemies, including Saudi Arabia and other places. Do I think that it's probably Israel, as the newspapers and others are saying? Probably. Nevertheless, you can't look at it through our eyes because it's quite disappointing. We're trying to get the Iran thing going again. You have to look at it through Israeli eyes and say, okay, you know, they're announced enemies. They want to do away with the country, and we have to do what we have to do. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just simply saying, that's the way you have to look at it.
Well, how do we look at this? Former President Donald Trump ripped into Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell before a Republican National Committee donor retreat Saturday evening, deriding him as a dumb son of a beep. And he didn't say beep. Trump veered off his prepared text during a roughly 50-minute speech before several hundred well-heeled GOP donors, saying that he was disappointed in former Vice President Mike Pence, calling last year's presidential election a fraud, and mocking Dr. Anthony Fauci. The Washington Post mentioning this morning that it's a reminder that even as Trump has mostly gone quiet since his ignominious exit in January, the Republican Party can't get rid of him.
No, they can't. You can't get rid of somebody who your voters, the Republican voters, support. And so they're in a terrible spot. They certainly know who he is. They certainly know he's an egomaniac. He's a narcissist. He's a guy who believes only in himself. And no matter how many people kiss his butt like Pence, he decides, well, this one time I didn't like what he did. He didn't call the election for me and he didn't help me win. So therefore, he's on my enemies list. Ditto Mitch McConnell. You know, he's giving them no wiggle room whatsoever. So they have to decide, is it time finally to do what's right, or do we have to continue on the way we were doing it all along? And that seems to be what's happening. They do seem, including Pence of all people, the mob came after him, and Pence is doing what he has always done with Trump. No matter what he does to him, including the potential for taking him out, he just blindly goes along figuring that's the only way he's going to make out in the Republican Party. And he may be right about that. And as far as McConnell is concerned, you know, I don't think I've ever seen the guy as angry. He's trapped and he doesn't know where to go. What Trump is doing, obviously, is saying to the McConnell people and the people who would give money to McConnell to dole out to his Republican senators, don't give him any money. Basically, what he's saying is, save it for me. And McConnell doesn't know which way to turn. He is not a popular political figure, but he has done yeoman service for the Republican Party, including some of the most disgraceful acts of all, including not giving Obama a Supreme Court choice. Well, you know what? He deserves what he's getting.
Is he splitting the party? Is he stealing the party? What's Trump doing here?
I don't know that there is a party anymore. You've got Republican voters, and they are, for the largest part, dedicated to Trump. In terms of the responsible Republican Party run by people like the Bushes, even Dick Cheney, who at some point was regarded as one of the most rabid of the Republican types, now looks mild compared to Trump.
Mexico's new migrant policy adds to Biden's border woes. Mexico says it has no room, Alan, for many of the Central American families the Biden administration planned to expel. It certainly is a sore thumb sticking out.
Well, it's always been that way. I mean, this is a big problem for the Mexicans. I mean, you know, our thing is you can't come in here. So we're going to send not all but most or some of those folks back to Mexico. You take care of them. Now, if you were the president of Mexico, what would you say? welcome, brothers and sisters. We're all Spanish-speaking. You should come here and live here with us. No, you wouldn't say that. You'd say to the United States, that's not right. Why should we be the people who are supposed to take care of everybody when, in fact, you're expelling them?
Well, the third week of the Derek Chauvin trial commences this week, Alan. As Chauvin's ex-bosses condemn him, says the Washington Post, policing in America is on trial, and we still see things happening. A man fatally shot by police in suburban Minneapolis, sparking protests. The description all too familiar in that case, as well as an officer fired amid call from Virginia governor for an inquiry into pepper spraying of a black army officer. If you saw that video, it was horrific.
I did.
As they say, policing in this country is on trial.
It's disgraceful. Look, most cops are very good, decent people, but there are some who came up the old way and who haven't gotten the news. Change is now here. We're going to have to do it. People are entitled to the protection of the law, whether they're black or white or Hispanic, and there are those, and I've seen cops, some of them, who use physical force rather than do what the job requires them to be, psychologists and social workers, as well as people who know what to do in order to defuse a situation rather than make it worse.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.